Bhaktivinoda Thakur. She came in a big family, a famous family, in the caste family, Dutta, there, Upadhi. And the Vivekananda also came out of the same family, Hatkola Dutta, Calcutta, famous family, of substantial name and fame. But his maternal uncle's house was at Uda, where Lalita Prasad has constructed his mat. So was younger brother, Lalita Prasad.
Birnagar.
Near Birnagar, there was a big village named Uda. And the Mustavi were the landlords there. And they had the mother connection of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. His father became poor, and he was brought up, born and brought up in Uda. And he studied in Krishnanagar College, school college in Krishnanagar. Then, of course, he had exceptional talent. He came in connection with the then educated society amongst the students. And especially there was one Mr. Duff, Christian missionary, who established Scottish Church College. He came in with his connection. He was encouraging the young Bengalis at the time, attracting most of them towards Christianity. And many, Michael Madhusudan and others, they became Christians. Bhaktivinoda Thakur once, there was some association, and some journalists had also published from that association. Bhaktivinoda Thakur also contributed one essay. But Dab Sahib was displeased with him. He told that it is atheistic temperament, so I don't expect it from a boy of yours, from a young man of your type. Here we have tried to prove that everything is coming out of blind nature. There is God. Anyhow, gradually, he had close association with the Brahma Society. They advanced, supposed to be advanced in culture, followers of Brahmandai. And his first friend was the eldest brother of Rabindranath, Dijendranath Thakur, was his very intimate friend. In this way, he had to accept some service for livelihood, and government service he got at the post in Orisha, in the position of SDO, in charge of some subdivisional officer. And sometimes he was also posted as an inspector of the Puri Jagannath Temple to supervise there may not be any corruption, all these things. At that time he came in connection with Bhagavatam when he was engaged in the service of the Jagannath Temple and tried to read it. Then he was gradually captured, Bhagavatam and the life of Sri Chaitanya Deep and Chaitanya Chaitanya, all these things from Puri coming back. The Brahma Association expected much from him because he was of scholarly character, could write well, argue well. But coming in contact with Bhagavatam, when he was serving in Dinajpur, he gave his speech on Bhagavatam. There he separated himself completely from the Brahma school. and he was sent to side with the Vaishnava school of thinking, Vaishnava Mahaprabhu. And gradually he read this shastra also and wrote many books with the Vaishnava shastra. Then after retirement, when he wanted to go to Vrindavan, to live there, to pass the rest of his life there, he got a dream and repeated to find out, to discover the proper birthplace of Sri Chaitanya. He could not neglect that dream. And again he entered into service in Krishnanagar. And there the records of the local place, he used to consult. And then, by the help of the record as well as inspiration, he discovered the birthplace at Yogapit, Mayapur. Then more interested, he visited the whole Navadvip Mandal, and from the old scriptures also, he gave a description of the old and the modern, of the whole Dhamma Mahaprabhu. And rest of this, a sabha, a committee, association committee, so that the seva puja of that place may continue. And lastly, he handed it over to Prabhupada. Prabhupada was his first son was one Annada Prasad. The second was Radhika Prasad. Annada Prasad by first wife, there are two married twice. Annada Prasad only one son and the first wife died. Then second by second wife, Radhika Prasad. Then Kamala Prasad. Then Bimala Prasad, our Prabhupada, fourth. Annada Prasad, Radhika Prasad, Kamada Prasad, Bhimala Prasad. And then Varada Prasad, Lalita Prasad, Biyoja Prasad, Svirudaya Prasad. Eight sons. And two or three, four daughters perhaps. But Bhimala Prasad, from the beginning, had given to the devotion of Mahaprabhu and the world. A very independent spirit, did not mind to read continuous study systematically. Went to Sanskrit college, up to Sanskrit college. He continued his study, but he had a spirit always to fight in favor of Vaishnavism with anyone and everyone. And that sort of fighting spirit was the cause of leaving his college. And then the home study, that home study, including Jyotish also. And whenever any opportunity he had, he used to discuss in favor of Vaishnavism with anyone and everyone. Could not tolerate if anyone says anything against the Vaishnavis, as a Gauriya Vaishnavi. So once he challenged Isha Vidyasagar, then Rabindranath, in papers also, and through writing, and Charandas Babaji, many places. Yes. So much so, Bhaktivinoda Thakur was had little disturbance. What will be your future? You are Bhagavandizing. Do not follow a particular system in your life. He answered, don't be anxious for my future. I will manage anyhow. Went to visit the south, places of pilgrims in the south, just as Mahaprabhu did, and gathered many ancient Vaishnava information and in Anubhashyam. Service of Mayapur, and hesitatingly he accepted that in the beginning. But to his last moment, he contracted the service very faithfully, and in that matter, physical, from the physical standpoint, Kunja Vihari, Vidyabhushan, the Tirtha Maharaj, helped him a great deal. And gradually many scholars also came around him, and with their help he started this movement. He got an inspiration to preach, and he did so, and up to the last moment of his life. Bhakti Rudraguru's other sons, that not Lalita Prasad, somewhat inclined towards Mahaprabhu's line, others independent, mostly men. When Bhakti Rudraguru passed by the Vimala Prasad, he arranged a condolence meeting in a public hall, and many respectable gents were invited, amongst them Bipin Pal, then the principal of Metropolitan School, Samswatish Sarkara, the Panskari Bandhupadha, the leading personages of that time, spoke very highly about Bhakti Vinod Thakur. Well, he gave a new thought to the society in general. His articles were of original character, not stereotype things. His investigations about Vaishnavism exceeded all the modern acharyas. He is the seventh Goswami. We heard of six Goswamis in the time of Mahaprabhu, but Bhakti Vinod Thakur's writings has proved that he holds the seventh position amongst the Goswami. So extensive and original writing he has left for us about the teachings of Sri Chaitanya Dev. In this way, Bhakti Vinod Thakur left you all, and he is the charitar. He is in his literature present forever. Systematic and scientific basis, he has delivered suitable to the modern age. His writings has given us about the teachings of Mahaprabhu and the Bhagavata. Our debt in his holy feet have got no end. Prabhupada was, though Prabhupada took initiation from Gaurakishore Babaji Maharaj, as suggested by Bhakti Vinod Thakur, but still he held Bhakti Vinod Thakur as his real guru. Substantially, formally, only by the order of Bhakti Vinod Thakur, he took Gaurakishore Babaji Maharaj as Gurudev. Bhakti Vinod Thakur selected for him. But what we have found in him, he knew that Bhakti Vinod Thakur is Guru from the internal consideration we find. Vidur Bhai, who is outside and inside, was filled with Bhakti Vinod Thakur. And Bhakti Vinod Thakur, not in the physical sense, but in the spiritual sense, he installed many mutts, but the name of the deity was বিনোদ বিলাস, বিনোদ রাম, বিনোদানন্দ, বিনোদ প্রাণ, সো ইস থ্রু হিজ গুরুদেব ভক্তি বিনোদ ঠাকুর ইজ অ্যাটেম্পট টু অ্যাপ্রোচ রাধা গোবিন্দ আর মহাপ্রভু ইজ ইনকনসিভেবল উইদাউট ভক্তি বিনোদ ঠাকুর ইন্টারভেনশন ইন হিম for the Bhakti Vinod Thakur. I think I attempted to write something about Bhakti Vinod Thakur, and that was the key of his affection towards me, I thought. Because I tried to give publicity of the greatness of Bhakti Vinod Thakur's character to the public in a systematic way, so his attention was drawn to me. It is my own feeling. One who is little attached to Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he can give him everything for that. That was his spirit. So he thought to be indebted in Bhaktivinoda Thakur's holy life. Bhaktivinoda Thakur. So much so he saw Radha Rani and the Gadadhar in him, the highest ideal of Guru Tattva. Gaurdila Gadadhar in Madhurasa, and then Krishna Veera Radha Rani. He also told once that if we rise a little higher and look at, then we shall find Radha Rani in Gurudev. If we raise our head a little and try to find, then we shall find it is the Radha Rani who is doing the function of Gurudev from the back. Others are channels, an instrumentality, position of instrumentality. But real, the source of grace as a guru is coming from the original source of service, of love. So he used to see Bhaktivinoda Thakur in that light. That light he found. Sakkāthavittyena-samastha kinta prahūrya-priyayeva-sasya. We are asked to see Gurudev not opaque, but transparent. Transparent to such a degree that through him then the highest and the first conception of service can be seen, can be had there. We can get there. If we are honest, then we shall find the highest link from the very source, original source. So we are requested not to see Guru as limited in his ordinary personification, but transparent mediator of the highest function in his line. If only our vision is deep, we can see that. According to the depth of the saddha, or vision of the disciple, the guru, and the Lord is there. The guru tattva is a peculiar thing, very peculiar, very noble, very broad, wide, and very deep. So we are warned against thinking Gurudev was with mortal relativity. So Bhakti Prabhupada used to, in his ideal conduct, he has shown it to us, how much earnestness one may have for Gurudev. We have seen in his practices and his good faith and strong. But Srinivasa Thakur was wholesome as if in him everything was Bhakti or not. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.